This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for October 2018. How did classical music play a part of Dr. Margaret Fountain Pinkston's life as a professor of chemistry, biochemistry, musician, wife, mother, and grandmother? And what musical instrument did she play? Many years ago, I began researching the scientific link between studying and playing a musical instrument and academic and societal success. I asked the Amateur Chamber Music Society to ask its members to write in about their connection between studying a musical instrument and their academic success. Dr. Margaret Fountain Pinkston was kind and generous enough to write and share her musical career and her scientific one with me. Margaret Peggy Fountain was born in Macon, Georgia, on January 27, 1919, to Claude Russell Fountain, a physicist, and Lucy Emily Landrieu Fountain. Margaret, her younger sister, Betty, and their parents moved to Nashville, Tennessee when she was very young. Margaret attended a performance of the famous violinist Fritz Kreisler and was inspired to begin studying the violin at 5 years of age. She was an excellent student in school. At 16, Margaret went to study violin at the Juilliard School to become a concert violinist. She earned her violin performance diploma in 1939 at Juilliard and continued to study violin with Edward Détier for the next 6 years for postgraduate study. She was one of 13 women chosen from the Juilliard School to travel with the USO to perform for the conquering troops in Germany in May of 1945, and she was the concertmaster. In 1946, Margaret Fountain married James Oliver Pinkston, and they moved, quote, to Beirut, Lebanon, where he was the dean of the medical school at the American University there. She poured her energy and enthusiasm into raising their two children. Concerned about growing tension in the Middle East, they returned to the United States in 1950. Margaret raised her three children, played violin in the Brooklyn Philharmonic, in churches and other local performances for the next 20 years. In 1967, she decided to pursue another degree. She needed to secure free tuition. She studied chemistry at Brooklyn College, graduating in 1971 with a BA in chemistry, Phi Beta Kappa. She went on to earn her PhD in biochemistry in 1976 at the age of 57. Dr. Pinkston moved to Stanton, Virginia in 1976 to teach chemistry and biochemistry at Mary Baldwin College until her retirement in 1989 with the title of Professor Emerita of Biochemistry. While teaching there, Dr. Pinkston received grants from the National Science Foundation for electrophoresis and chromatography equipment, and she published, quote, several scientific articles and books about protein interactions. She was the first to experiment with tissue culture and worked to better understand food allergies. At Mary Baldwin University, they have awarded the Peggy Pinkston Biochemistry Research Award since 2013 in her honor. After retiring, Dr. Pinkston continued to perform with symphony orchestras in Charlottesville, Lynchburg, and Rockbridge County. Quote, she was one of the founding members of the Waynesboro Symphony Orchestra and served as its first concertmaster. At Mary Baldwin College, her young colleagues said, quote, she was energetic and innovative, as her younger colleagues were in the science department. Her contributions in the lab and gentle demeanor left an enduring impression. Frank Southerington, Professor Emeritus of English, wrote, she was sweet, kind, gracious, talented, a rare, gentle lady. Lucy Jones Clyde wrote, Peggy was a lady in every sense of the word. She was gracious, real, and appreciated the art of science. She found her God in the biomolecules of music and chemistry and expressed her faith in her interest and love for her students. The world has lost a marvelous mentor, and heaven has added another violinist in its angelic symphony. Dr. Margaret Fountain Pinkston was an American chemistry and biochemistry professor, mentor, wife, mother, grandmother, and lifelong musician. She died on September 24, 2011 in Stanton, Virginia at the age of 92. Professor Dr. Pinkston trained generations of students to understand and enjoy learning chemistry and biochemistry.